Walk through a small door in New York City's Greenwich Village, down a steep staircase, and into the heart of American jazz. And you're in a small basement room where almost every modern jazz legend has performed, and where every jazz musician still aspires to play. The world-famous Village Vanguard is marking its 70th anniversary this week. Music journalist Ashley Kahn has this report.
I can't count the number of times I've walked down those 15 steps to the Village Vanguard. It's one of the shrines in the jazz world that I keep returning to, one of the very few that has been able to stand the test of time. Just ask Lorraine Gordon, who, despite her 80 years, runs the small club with the energy of someone half her age.
And there have been clubs all around the village in the early days. There was Nick's down the street, that's gone. There was Eddie Condon's over there, that's gone.
Good evening and welcome to the Village Vanguard.
Not only has the Vanguard survived decades of competition, but its 70-year run is impressive even by New York City standards. The club is older than the Lincoln Tunnel and has outlasted 10 mayors. It first opened its doors at the height of the Depression, when a young Max Gordon stumbled on the small basement room.
I think that Max Gordon, who opened it in 1935 and who died in 1989, did everything to keep this club going, and he succeeded. And now it's over 15 years I've been here. I'm beginning to feel like Max. And I'm keeping it going. I know I am, because it's lively. It's bursting with energy. And we're here.
The Village Vanguard's long history certainly accounts for part of the club's lasting appeal.
Oh, well, I say Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, John Coltrane, Dinah Washington.
But the enduring magic of the Vanguard has more to do with sound than image.
The sound is the greatest and cannot be reproduced anywhere. I think mostly it has to do with the shape of the room. It's a triangular shape. Wherever you sit in this room, the sound is pure and beautiful. That's why over 100 records have been made here.
In fact, the number of Live at the Vanguard albums that have been released is more like 150. Over a dozen in the last 2 years alone. Included in that growing list are classic titles by Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, Keith Jarrett, and then there's pianist Junior Mance playing live on a slightly scratchy album I inherited from my father. It was my introduction to jazz music and to the Vanguard. Today, the Village Vanguard remains as reliable a New York institution as the number one subway train that rumbles by every 15 to 20 minutes.
I don't even hear it anymore. There's a subway, but I've taught it to come in on the beat. That's what we do. If you want a good club and you love the music, the formula is love what you're doing and be there. Watch the store, and that's what I do.
At the grand old age of 70, the Village Vanguard stands as the mecca of jazz to generations of fans and musicians. It's the place to listen, play, and record.
Ashley Kahn is the author of Kind of Blue, The Making of the Miles Davis Masterpiece. Now here's a little more of Junior Vance, Smokey Blues.